We're really happy today to have with us Steve Ramey. Steve is a local radio and TV star, a local celebrity. They call Wade Capsicavage the mayor of Toledo, but I call Steve Ramey the governor of downtown Toledo. If you have a charity or good deed in town, Steve Ramey has been involved in it. Good to have you here today.
Great to be here, Chuck.
Yeah. And Steve and I have known each other for a long time. We've worked together. The purpose of this podcast is to talk about Caregiver 360. But since I finally have an opportunity to get Steve live on a podcast, I wanted to have the audience know a little bit about Steve's background. Steve, where'd you grow up?
Basically in Toledo. I mean, I'm originally from Columbus, but I basically grew up in Toledo, Ohio. You know, it's a city that I'm very passionate about and I love it. So
where'd you go to high school?
Went to high school. So this was interesting. Back in the day, I'm actually being in Toledo. My parents at the time said, well, you know, we don't like any of these Toledo schools. Raising three boys, they kind of had the tight hand, so to speak. So I went to school at Mount Vernon Academy, which is a Seventh-day Adventist Christian boarding school. Best 4 years of my life.
I'm sure you're the model student from that academy.
Well, here's what I tell people. I said, nobody but a boarding school student would know that three cans of beer can fit in a Pringles potato chip can. So, you know, being mischievous teens at our junior and senior year, hey, we found ways.
So I know a lot of stories, Steve, and I wanted to share some of the stories with the audience. Let's talk about your mother. How old is your mother now? And let the audience know something about your mother.
My mom is truly, she is just one of my role models. My mom turned 95 this May, and she still lives at home. She, in fact, I just talked to her a little bit ago, just checking on her, you know, how she's, I've got her using a smartphone. So I'm just checking on her every day. Are you using the phone? Are you learning how to scroll through Google and find different things? So for 95 years old, she's still cooking meals. She's still doing her laundry. We tell her not to go into the laundry room, but she does it anyway. She's doing great.
So Steve, after Mount Vernon Academy, you ended up going to the University of Toledo?
Yes, I did.
And you were a cheerleader, correct?
Yes. So growing, you know, competing in gymnastics back in the day, I got to the college level and it got out that, hey, I, you know, competed in gymnastics. So at that time, there weren't a lot of male gymnasts that could actually even do gymnastics. So I was kind of sought out, hey, we really need you on the squad. And it just so happened, I got onto the squad quite easily. And my partner on the cheerleading squad was Leslie Amstutz.
And what I've always kidded you about is that's Tommy Amstutz's sister. And, you know, the perspective would be is, would you have been able to tumble around with Tom if he would have been your partner?
There'd have been no way. I wouldn't be here today.
And Leslie's, I'm assuming, a little bit more petite than Tom.
Quite a bit petite. I can imagine me, I can throw little, you know, 105-pound Leslie into the air. Close your eyes and picture Tom Amstutz. It wouldn't have been pretty.
So I guess another thing we wanted to talk about is you're famous for being a gymnast coach. Tell the audience, how many years have you been a gymnast coach? And how many state champions have you coached?
Oh, my gosh. I just actually recently retired from coaching gymnastics after 39 years. And, you know, COVID was just the time I was like, you know, the gyms were shut down. And I said, man, I kind of like life after five. But it was a rewarding 39 years of that. I had coached probably several hundred state champions, you know, several hundred regional champions, actually probably seven national champions. Actually, my last year that I did retire, I had the junior national floor and pommel horse champion. They went on to Stanford and West Point and did very, very well.
And that's good because you're still only 39, correct?
Let's go with that, Chuck.
Okay. So the reason we have you on today, for the most part, besides you being a local celebrity, is the charity of Caregiver 360. And I originally met you because you were involved in a various charity. I think it was Love for Lupe.
Yes.
And I think you did that with Andrew Z, correct?
Did that with Andrew Z and with you. I mean, we couldn't have gotten that project done without your help. I mean, it's just... Okay.
And why don't you tell the story of how you met Andrew Z? I don't think everybody knows that
one. Well, this was very interesting. So we're literally at the Oliver House. So I was working for a local engineering firm for a number of years, and you know, when the recession hit, a lot of the engineering firms basically folded. There weren't a lot of local and state contracts for roadway and bridges. So first fired. So yeah, we had been laid off, and a bunch of us from the company decided to meet together for lunch. So we meet at the Oliver House and for lunch, and we're laughing and joking and that type of thing. So all of a sudden, a round of drinks gets sent to us. We're like, well, none of us ordered any. Where'd these come from? And it was actually Andrew Z, the station manager at the time, the program manager. And they said, obviously, somebody over here has a great voice and they have a knack for telling jokes. So they all point to me. And immediately I said, hey, what are you saying? I don't have a face for TV. They're like, that's what we're talking about, that quick wit. So I was invited to come to lunch with Andrew Z the next day. And we just hit it off. He liked, you know, my personality. I liked his personality. I obviously had heard of the show, and he said, why don't you come the next day? You're going to be on our show. So that's where it started.
How many years have you been together, you know, doing stuff with Andrew?
I think through doing the 92.5 on both Clear Channel and Cumulus, and then the Love My 419, I'd say almost 12 years.
Okay. So Caregiver 360, I think you started this and you talked to me about it and we begged you to become part of this. Why don't you tell everybody what is Caregiver 360 and how'd you come up with it?
Oh, I'm working for, it's a company of nursing homes, rehabilitation and LTAC facilities throughout Indiana, Ohio. And upon recently being employed with them, the idea came back to, you know, a lot of times coming out of the pandemic and during the pandemic, being in healthcare, we actually got to see the hands-on every day-to-day things that a lot of the caregivers do. And I mean, just the stories you hear and the stories that I actually got to see firsthand, I felt that nobody was really saying thank you to them. We were doing it when at the height of COVID, but now that, you know, people are getting vaccinated and we kind of are seeing the light at the end of the tunnel, still, those people are still working, you know, crazy hours and still really giving dedication to healthcare. So I came up with the idea, our company being Advanced 360 and Advanced Healthcare, I said, what is a way that we can really say thank you with a powerful impact? And, you know, hey, we all like to get things. So I thought to myself, we have some very generous people in our community. That's one of the things about living in Northwest Ohio in the Toledo area. When it's time to give, our city gives. So I thought about, how can I give back in a big way? So we initially partnered with Yark Automotive. We partnered with Harold Jaffe Jeweler, the Renaissance Hotel, some local salons, the Beauty Bar, Executive Barbershop, Souk Mediterranean, and Platt 8. And now it's grown into the Charles Boyk Law Firm and Bart's Viviano. And it keeps growing. I got two calls today. And I thought, if we could just have a prize pack that really would really get the community noticed, like, I want to nominate somebody. I want this person to be recognized for all of the sacrifice that they did during COVID and are continuing to do. This would be a great thing to do. So everybody said yes. They were on board with being one of the sponsors of it. And we put together a way to get community stories, submissions, and we get submissions every day. People are nominated every day, and we have a team that reviews them. And monthly, we award a winner.
So there's one winner a month?
One winner per month, correct.
Okay. So how do you nominate somebody, and how do you determine who the best candidate is?
You go through the website, caregivers360.com. Now, Charles Bork caregivers360.
Regional champ.
You go there. You can send us your story.
My last year.
And
that
then basically, we have a team. We have several from went on UTMC and, West Point are reviewing.
And it's good because you're
let's go with that, Chuck.
And we so have the reason some today, for the most part,
care that are actually going over
Giver 360. And we just originally met you because involved in a various charity. I think it was Love for Luke.
Really,
and I think you did
the
story. That.
Our last that with Andrews was actually from
couldn't
BTMC,
have gotten that help.
I mean, it's just during the height
the story of
COVID,
how you met Andrews.
Well, this was very. Was we're literally at the
she was there every day. She stayed long hours. She went above and beyond to make sure that those patients were on the road to recovery.
During after she had the baby, 2 months after that. Her husband had contracted a disease. It wasn't COVID, but they found out some things were going on, and unfortunately, he passed away. So she had her time, you know, to work through the grieving process, but she still continued to give exemplary care to her patients at UTMC. So she was the analyst where it come from. And it was actually Andrew Z, the station manager at the time, the program manager. And they said, obviously, somebody over here has a great voice and they have a knack for telling jokes. So they all point to me. And immediately I said, hey, what are you saying? I don't have a face for TV. They're like, that's what we're talking about, that quick wit. So I was invited to come to lunch with Andrew Z the next day. And we just hit it off. He liked, you know, my personality. I liked his personality. I obviously had heard of the show. And he said, why don't you come the next day? You're going to be on our show. So that's where it started.
How many years have you been together, you know, doing stuff with Andrew?
I think through doing the 92.5 on both Clear Channel and Cumulus and then the Love My 419, I'd say almost 12 years.
Okay. So Caregiver 360, I think you started this and you talked to me about it and we begged you to become part of this. Why don't you tell everybody what is Caregiver 360 and how'd you come up with it?
Oh, I'm working for, it's a company of nursing homes, rehabilitation and LTAC facilities throughout Indiana, Ohio. And upon recently being employed with them, the idea came back to, you know, a lot of times.
So how many winners have we had so far?
We have had two. So this is almost a second. We're coming up on our third winner in about 3 weeks.
And how long are you planning for this to go?
We're planning to go to October. This is the first time ever, you know, event or type of thing that we've been doing. And we're thinking we're going to go to November. But from all indications, this could go longer as we are getting more sponsors and the community are being really responsive.
And my understanding is you have a Facebook page too.
We do have a Facebook page and there are some video testimonials on YouTube as well.
Can you explain what are the prizes that a winner gets and how is a winner notified?
So the winners, basically what we did, if you go onto the submission
page,
we
have some people
in
our community
that
are the
contact of any family members.
So I thought about
give back because we, at the time of the reveal, it's usually on a Friday. We want it to be kind of like this extreme makeover presentation. The winner has no idea that they are going to win. They basically go through their everyday experiences not knowing that they've been chosen amongst hundreds of entries. So what we basically do, we usually try to do this at around 11:30 as we work with local media so that we can have a 12 o'clock live presentation on the local networks. So the first thing that they do, they are awarded the Jeep from Yark Automotive. It's a beautiful, brand new 2021 Jeep Renegade. It's gorgeous. And so they are awarded that. They get the keys right there at their place of employment or at home, as it was with our first winner. And then from there, they have about an hour break. They go right over to the salon. It's 3 hours that they're over at Beauty Bar. And they're doing hair. They're doing nails. They're doing pedicure. They're doing facial.
Okay, so just how do you know
that caregiver to really relax and unwind?
You go
to caregivers360.com where they basically have a pamper package there at Renaissance just to get them kind of relaxed. And then from there, they have a choice to go to dinner at either Souk Mediterranean for two or Plat 8. There are two restaurant sponsors that are willing to go ahead and have that dining experience for them and a friend. And then actually during the course of the meal, it's kind of nice because Harold Jaffe Jewelers actually comes into the restaurant,
taps the recipient on the shoulder, and they have no idea, and he presents them with this custom-made piece of jewelry that is exclusive to Caregivers 360. And then they go back into the hotel. They have actually a $100 gift certificate now from Bart's Viviano, so they can basically get flowers at any time that they want. It's just a nice experience. And we hear, you know, I get thank yous and calls from family members saying this is really what they needed. It was a chance for them to just really unwind and, you know, enjoy the day.
And what sort of media attention are you getting as far as publicizing this?
So we've had actually the city paper actually has puts an article in there into their healthy living section talking about this. All the hospitals are aware of it. And I partnered first with Tony Geftis from Channel 13. He's great when it comes to local stories. And he basically helped us as far as getting it kicked off. And at every time that we do the reveal, we have all three networks, 24, 13 and 11 that are present at the time of the reveal.
So you really look like you've got all the bases covered on this one, Steve, you know. So the next person is going to be selected when, and when is the reveal?
So the next winner will be basically selected on July 2nd. And then that following Friday, they will actually get the hands-on prize.
So what have I not asked you, Steve, that you think our audience should know about?
How did I learn the knacks of marketing? Could it be? How did I learn the infinite wisdom of marketing? It'd been from you, Chuck. I mean, I learned from the best. You know, covering all your bases, I learned when you're doing everything, you know, you want to have, as you've always said, what can I do for you? And I think that is the secret to marketing. A lot of us want to get something from it, but I think true marketing and really reaching out to the community, especially in a giving community such as Lucas County and the surrounding areas, is about what can we do for you? What can we give back? I think that's the power of anything that you do as far as marketing.
So what's next for Steve?
Well, Steve, right now I'm on the board for the Toledo Warehouse District Association. So we're basically getting ready for Solheim Cup. And my biggest initiative that I'm doing, I'm opening up a speakeasy. So we're working on with four of my friends over in the new project over off of Summit Street. And I can't tell you when it's open because it's a speakeasy. You're not supposed to know. But we're working on a speakeasy. We just want to, you know, have a place where people can unwind in a nice, relaxing setting. So that's what's next for me.
Thanks, Steve. You've always got something going on, and you're always where the action is.
Gotta be, Chuck. Gotta be.
Okay. Thanks for being here, and I look forward to working with you on Caregiver 360.
Thank you, Chuck.
Thanks.
With local media so that we can have a presentation. So the first thing that they're doing from YARC Automotive in 2021.